Common Man and T-Bone's Tool of the Week.
Sponsored by the Lion's Den.
614-821-9710 is the phone number. It is Tool of the Week time, and Matt Hayes filling in for Common Man today. Joining us in the studio is also from the Buckeye Show, Brandon Beam. How you doing, Beamer?
Hello, Bone. Hello, Maddie.
He was ready to take our heads off, Bone, when he came in here.
Oh, he was. He fired up.
He thought we didn't have the golf on, and he was ready to take heads off. And I said, I got you.
It's first thing
on,
I said.
It's been on since 3 o'clock. I got you.
I said, hey, can you boys turn on the golf channel? Maddie looked at me. He's like, hey, got you. Then he threw a peanut in my face. There you go.
Yeah, it was very much. He's like, you better turn the golf on. We're like, we got it on. It's okay.
Hey. Take it
chill
easy.
Out. Oh, my God.
Just making sure.
Oh, my
all right?
God.
Oh,
all right.
Man.
All right. 614-821-9710 is the phone number. The winner of Tool of the Week gets a $50 Skyline Chili gift card. Yeah, I know you love that.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Brooke, you're up first. Go ahead, Brooke.
My Tool of the Week is T-Bone and Browns fans. T-Bone, you're my Tool of the Week for picking against the Browns last weekend. And for all the other Browns fans who are all of a sudden fighting for playoffs, isn't good enough when we were 1-31 2 years ago. Be happy what we got for now.
Thanks, Brooke. I will just take it. I will just take
that's
being happy.
Take it, Bone.
That's
take
the rule.
Your team
happy.
Is good now.
I'm happy with Freddie Kitchens. What a great guy. He's my favorite coach ever.
I'm happy for you as Browns fans,
thank
too.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Patrick, you're on the fan. Go ahead, Patrick.
My guys.
It's called cabbage.
Well, this week I found out that my company is doing layoffs. And I found out that I am one of them. So my Tool of the Week is to the upper leadership of that company that I will not say as a fear of they may take my severance away.
Ah, yeah, don't do that. All right, well, we're sorry to hear that, Patrick. That sucks. No good can come.
Yeah, I'm with Bone on that. I'm sure you'll bounce back, Pat. Stay in
that's
there,
right.
Man.
That's right, yeah, you'll get it.
Right before the holidays,
yeah,
too.
Come on,
like,
what
that's,
are we doing?
That's
well,
horrible.
It's, you know, hey, corporate overlords. They're known for their friendliness
the
and
the cog in the machine, man.
I know, man.
Exactly.
Yeah, Patrick, it's no good, man. We're feeling for you. Mike, you're on the fan. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, my tool of the week is all the people who didn't notice the downfield blocking last night. That's the best downfield blocking I've ever seen in a pro game. The Buckeyes are great at downfield blocking. Without that downfield blocking, Lamar Jackson would have got 8 yards and not 20. He's great, but the downfield blocking is what's helping him get there. That's my tool of the week, people who don't notice that.
I think that's spot on.
It's a fact.
And I know that every time Aaron Rodgers' name comes up, people say, what about the Packers' great downfield blocking? They always bring that up.
I don't even know who you're talking about. I blacked out when you were naming that name.
That's
the one
fine.
Who should not be spoken of.
Got to slam this week.
That's right. Jason, you're on the fan. Go ahead, Jason.
Hey, my tool of the week is my coworker. I literally was just leaving work talking about how excited to go Christmas shopping I was, and which was also going to involve a trip to Skyline. And he looks at me and says, well, I've never been. And I'm like, oh. What? Never been? Now I'm going to have to skip Christmas shopping to take this guy to Skyline and have him down a couple wieners.
There you go. Thank you, Jason. You know, I actually feel like that guy that you know that didn't have Skyline, I don't like him. And in fact, I wish he could switch places with Patrick and then that guy could get laid off. So then he could have time to go experience the delicious Skyline goodness.
Jason, you're my guy. He is my guy for taking your coworker that you don't like and opening up a brand new world of Skyline chili.
Just a couple dudes eating wieners.
Love it.
He is, you know what? He's a chili evangelist.
That's right.
What he is. He's evangelizing the chili to the masses. Will, you're on the fan. Go ahead, Will.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
My tool of the week are the 16 teams that passed on Lamar Jackson, who is just such a great runner and great passer and a great dude. And I think they're all tied for tool of the week.
Yeah, thanks, Will. I don't know any of those teams. I don't know any of them.
Me either,
do you
bro.
Know any, do you know
no.
any of them? Beamer's
I don't
a Bears
know
fan?
Any of them. No, no way.
To be
Browns
fair.
Browns fan, Bears fan. I don't,
to be yeah, fair, we didn't pick them either there. We came back in to get them, but
hey,
I like that.
You still got them.
Still got them.
MVP. He is a hell of a player.
Is it going to be unanimous? The voting?
I don't know if it's going to be unanimous, but it should be. I mean, it's going
to
be a
pretty
landslide.
Close to that, yeah.
You just got to be smiling ear to ear. It's just got to every day you wake up.
I'm glowing.
You should just. I mean,
it's my guy.
God, that's amazing.
Future's bright.
It's got to be. It's got to feel good.
It does.
I'd love to know what it feels like sometime.
You had it. You had it last year.
What
that
are
feeling.
You talking
you
about?
Had that
I have it.
You
no.
had that feeling of saying, "Look, we got our guy." You did this offseason.
Oh, no, had our guy. You've got a Super Bowl contender on your hands. That's a totally different thing.
Very true.
Colin, Evil Bald Colin is sitting in the other studio. Do we have it on our hands? You can just nod. Yes,
he's the biggest Baker fan I know.
We have Baker. Is he the guy? Is he good? What do you say?
Not yet.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know yet.
Not sure what you sounded like in the preseason.
Exactly.
All we have is hope. That's right. Josh, you're on the fan. Go ahead, Josh.
My guys.
Hello. I've accidentally painted a gentleman sausage on a storm drain.
I'm sorry, T-Bone, but you are my tool of the week.
That's fine.
Well, you said earlier about the Jackets having problems scoring against the Pittsburgh goalie, Yari. Well, in his last four games, he has three shutouts, including the Arizona Coyotes, who lead the Pacific Division, and the St. Louis Blues, who lead the Central Division.
You know what? You're right. Jackets are fine. I will just take it. Thank you, Josh. Thank you so much.
That loss sucked last night.
Whoa. Just take it. The Jackets are awesome.
He wasn't coming at me. He was coming at you.
Oh, yeah,
you got to shut up and take it. That loss sucked.
Painful.
Sucked.
It hurt me last night.
Hurt me, Ron.
Colin, do you hear all these anti-hope people sitting next to me? How dare they? I hate it.
A new hope, Bo.
I hate it. Cole, you're on the fan. Go ahead, Cole.
It's a good movie.
Outlet Pasta. Dockets.
Excuse me.
Well, I'm the third person to say this segment, but my tool of the week is T-Bone.
Mm. What did you do?
What did I do, Cole?
This entitled SOB looking down on the rest of society as he gets into his car in the morning in his very own garage. And when he backs it out, where does he go? His own driveway. Piece of crap.
You know what, Cole?
He's right.
Cole's my guy.
Me too.
Because you and I were in here one day when Bone tried to flex on us.
He did.
When did I flex?
About his garage. This is probably last year.
Oh, yeah, because I was cleaning it out?
Yeah. You flexed on us.
Man, you even have cleaning products to clean out your garage? What's that like? Got a driveway, two TVs, jeez, garage, lawn.
Yeah.
I mean, you want to live the high life. You go over to Bones for the
apparently,
weekend.
That's what's going on. I am glad to know that is the privileged life that you seek.
Hey, man, on-street parking for life. I got to parallel that thing.
Yep.
Parallel my 1999 Buick Regal every
meters for
day.
Life, baby. Stack up the quarters.
See, that's even, wow. Yeah, you're right. I've got so much. Bo, you're on the fan. Go ahead, Bo.
My guy.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
My tool of the week is my boss. I was scheduled to go to my first Blue Jackets game ever, and I got a mandatory overtime slip on my desk the next day.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah, that's tough. When you're looking forward to doing something, especially something like that, and you got to stay at work.
Especially the first time. It'd be different if, like, you just had tickets and you were going to go,
well,
and then
course.
You get hit with the overtime. It's like if you're looking forward to something, I don't know how long you had those tickets or how much you were planning for that, but if you're really looking forward to something,
I'm with you.
And then it just gets cut off, like there's nothing worse.
It's like going through the drive-thru and you get your orders, there's no sauce in the bag.
That
sucks.
I'm going to tell you, that's a me-level analogy, and that's not a compliment. I'm going to say, work on that one, bring it back, let's try it again. Eric, you're on the fan. Go ahead, Eric.
Yeah, my tool of the week is Common Man for not knowing who the great Johnny Paycheck is.
Well, Eric, I got to break it to you. I think you may have like three other tools of the week in here. I'm going to ask the question. I know Teddy knows who Johnny Paycheck is. Evil Bald Colin, Johnny Paycheck, any
not a
ideas?
Chance.
Beamer?
Johnny Manziel's alter ego when he's throwing cash at strip clubs is my guess.
Johnny Unitas, Johnny Manziel, that's pretty much all I had there. I got nothing on Johnny Paycheck.
Johnny Paycheck.
Johnny Bravo? Famous,
he was, well, that we were talking about
Johnny
how,
Bravo.
My guy.
Yes, I love Johnny Bravo. No, they were talking about how the Ohio State, the Ohio rest stops, they're going to try to make them more Ohio-centric with only Ohio musicians. And he was one of the musicians that was cited.
Ooh.
And the song that I know he has is Take This Job and Shove It.
Oh, okay.
And it's like an old country song.
Take this job and shove.
This is it.
Look at DJ Ted over there.
Here no more.
Yeah, sing it, Bo. Sing it.
A woman done left, but took all my reasons.
Yep, I like it.
I was a working for.
See, I know this song.
Okay, no,
that's okay. You know what? That's a great karaoke song. You want to go out and do it?
Yeah.
If you can pull off that little.
You're going to have people singing along with you? Because I feel like you may be one of 20 people in the bar that know it.
Hey, you get them going with it. People get excited.
Hey, you know my karaoke song? Cheeseburger in Paradise by Jimmy Buffett.
Love that.
That's a crowd favorite.
That is a good one. All right, you want to pick a winner? Who wants to pick a winner? Matt, go ahead.
I'll pick it. I got to go with my guy, Patrick. He's having a tough day, and I think he needs a little pick-me-up. So let's roll with Patrick.
I like you. You brought me again into the FIFA.
Thank you. Patrick gets a $50 Skyline Chili gift card. There's something about Skyline that makes you feel good. Stop by Skyline Chili for three-way or cheese coney. Feeling good, it's Skyline time.